This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, let's dive in. We hear this all the time, this real frustration in business, right? Predictable growth. Why is it so hard?
It's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is. You've got CEOs wanting better ROI. You're pouring money into Google Ads, LinkedIn, SEO, all that.
Standard playbook stuff.
Exactly. But then you're looking at these, you know, fancy analytics reports.
That's
right. Lots of clicks, lots of traffic. But are you closing deals?
Or are you just... Well, burning cash. That's the fear. You feel like you're flying blind.
Flying blind is the perfect way to put it. So our mission today, let's try and cut through some of that fog.
Good.
We're looking at what our sources are calling the complete attribution blueprint. It's basically a framework that promises, well, clarity.
Much needed clarity.
Yeah. Connecting every touch point from that very first flicker of interest right through to the closed deal, the revenue, turning hazy metrics into actual insight.
Sounds like the holy grail for marketers.
Pretty much. So if you're listening and you want to stop guessing where your marketing spend is really working, actually delivering qualified leads, this deep dive is definitely for you.
And that core problem you mentioned, that disconnect. It's huge for scaling businesses.
You see it a lot.
Constantly. The inability to confidently trace leads back to their source. That's probably the single biggest reason for wasted ad spend. And, you know, missed chances to actually optimize things.
So we need more than just data dumps.
Oh, absolutely. We need a clear method, something data-driven that gets how complex buying is now.
Okay, so let's unpack that. How did we even get here? For so long, the default was just... last click attribution.
Oh, last click. The old favorite.
We all know it's not great, but maybe we don't fully appreciate just how flawed it is now.
Flawed is putting it mildly. I'd say it's actively misleading sometimes.
Misleading how?
Well, it works on this faulty idea that the customer journey is just one single event. You know, the very last thing someone clicks gets 100% of the credit.
Right. Simple. Too simple.
Way too simple. Especially in, say, B2B, where sales cycles are long. Lots of people are involved.
Yeah.
That last click model, it's basically lying to you about where your success actually started.
Yeah. And think about everything else the blueprint aims to solve. It's not just about multiple touches anymore, is it? It's dealing with like post iOS 14 tracking headaches.
Oh, a tracking nightmare.
Yes.
And prospects hitting you on 6, maybe 7 different channels before they even look like a lead.
And that's the thing. Last click is often the default because it's easy to measure. Not because it's right.
Easier doesn't mean better.
Definitely not. And it punishes all that crucial early stuff. Like maybe someone found you through a really good informative blog post, top of funnel SEO stuff.
Okay.
Then maybe 3 weeks later, they remember your name, search for you directly, click an ad, and convert.
So the ad gets the credit.
Under last click, yes. Oh. All of it. So what do? You probably cut funding for that brilliant blog post that actually started the whole thing.
Because it didn't get the last click. Wow. That's a perfect example of spending badly. It happens all the time.
So if last click is failing us by ignoring all that groundwork, what does a truthful model look like? What's the core idea behind this complete attribution blueprint?
Okay, so the big shift, the core mechanism, it's moving to what's called a fractional multi-touch attribution model.
Fractional. Okay, break that down.
It means it doesn't just list all the time someone interacted with you. It actually assigns weight, a fraction of the credit to each interaction.
Based on what? Just timing.
Not just timing.
Right.
Based on its likely influence at that particular stage of their journey. Not just how close it was to the final conversion.
Influence, not just proximity. That's key.
Exactly. So it often uses, you know, some quite sophisticated modeling, maybe algorithmic.
Right.
To figure, okay, that first educational blog post, maybe that gets 30% of the credit. The retargeting ad that kept you top of mind, perhaps 10%. The final sales email that's sealed the deal gets the rest.
So you're properly valuing each step.
You're valuing the contribution. It's critical if you want to move beyond just vague promises and actually show measurable impact.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting because making that shift, thinking fractionally, leads to some major benefits, right? The blueprint promises like 4 key deliverables.
That's right. 4 big outcomes that can totally change how you view and fund your marketing.
Let's start with 1, pinpointing what's actually effective.
Yes. Benefit 1 is all about budget confidence. Finally knowing.
Knowing what specifically?
Knowing which specific campaigns, which keywords, even which pieces of content are genuinely influential in driving revenue, not just clicks.
moving beyond clicks to actual pipeline value.
Precisely. How much pipeline did this campaign contribute? Not just how many clicks did it get?
And the result is,
you can confidently scale up what's working.
Yeah.
And just as importantly, you can cut what isn't without that nagging fear you might be killing something important further up the funnel.
Okay, give me an example.
Sure. You might find your expensive Google ads. Great for grabbing that last click, yeah. But maybe a specific, cheaper LinkedIn campaign using a certain keyword phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's starting 80% of your highest value deals.
Okay, so you shift budget based on that insight.
You shift resources intelligently.
Which leads perfectly into the second benefit, right? Optimizing the whole customer journey.
Exactly. It's not just knowing what works, but the sequence.
The typical path people take.
Yeah, understanding that common sequence of interactions that tends to lead to a closed deal.
So if you know your best customers usually watch a webinar, then download a white paper, then book a demo.
Mm-hmm. You can basically reverse engineer that success path.
How?
You strategically place those messages, those calls to action, at the right points. You're building a path for them, but it's a path validated by data. It takes the guesswork out of nurturing those leads.
Makes sense. Less random acts of marketing.
Definitely less random. More guided.
Okay, benefit three. This sounds like the one the CFO cares about most.
Yes. Measuring true ROI and justifying that long-term value.
Because historically, anything that wasn't a direct response ad, tricky to prove its worth, right?
Very tricky, often viewed with skepticism. This is how you get past just counting page views or likes those vanity metrics.
So fractional attribution lets you calculate the real return.
The genuine ROI for every dollar, yes.
Yeah.
Especially for those long-term plays that are hard to measure otherwise.
Like SEO.
Good point. SEO takes time.
Exactly. We've seen cases where this kind of attribution proves that a big piece of cornerstone content, maybe written 2 years ago,
okay,
is actually contributing incrementally to, say, hundreds of thousands in annual revenue now, because it's consistently the first touch for like 40% of their big enterprise leads.
Wow. So you can finally prove the value of that long-term investment, shut down the skeptic.
Precisely. It provides the proof.
Fantastic. Okay, fourth benefit. This one's about lead quality and not just quantity.
That's right. By mapping out the whole journey, the blueprint shows you the paths taken by your best leads.
The ones who close fastest or spend the most over time.
Exactly. The highest lifetime value customers.
And once you know how they got there, the sequence, the content they engaged with.
You can fine-tune your targeting and your messaging way earlier in the process. You start attracting more people like them.
So fewer tire kickers.
Fewer tire kickers. More genuinely interested prospects who are actually ready to convert. And that's how you keep your cost per acquisition, your CPA, down.
Because you're not wasting budget chasing the wrong people.
You're casting a much smarter, data-validated net.
Okay, this sounds great in theory, but let's talk practicalities. Reporting.
Yes. The reporting hurdle.
A lot of people have been burned by, you know, vague reports from past agencies, lots of charts, lots of numbers.
But no clue what to actually do with it all. Sound familiar?
Very familiar. So how is the reporting from this blueprint different? How does it overcome that so what factor?
It's that shift you mentioned earlier towards actionable intelligence. The problem wasn't usually a lack of data. It was the lack of synthesis, of strategic insight. The blueprint doesn't just collect touches. It translates all that complex fractional data into clear reports.
Focused on what?
Focused specifically on things like pipeline health and revenue contribution per channel, per campaign, real business metrics.
Okay, so instead of just blog X got 5,000 views.
Right. The actionable report would say something like, blog X contributed 28% of the initial credit for the 15 enterprise deals closed last quarter.
Okay. Direct line to revenue impact.
Exactly. And then it adds the so what recommendation. Increase promotional spend on this specific blog via retargeting ads by 20% next month.
So it gives you a clear roadmap what to do next.
A roadmap for optimization. It empowers you to make informed decisions without getting lost in endless spreadsheets. No micromanaging raw data.
And the ultimate goal of all this?
Building a truly predictable lead generation system, something that lets the business scale with real confidence.
Which is crucial if, say, growth has stalled.
Absolutely. Or if you feel like competitors are pulling ahead, even though you're spending similar amounts, chances are they might have this kind of deeper insight.
While you're maybe still stuck reacting to last click data.
It's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
This helps you move from a reactive, sort of hope-based marketing strategy to one that's proactive and genuinely evidence-based.
Okay, let's wrap this up. What's the main takeaway for everyone listening?
Well, I think it's pretty clear.
For any business serious about scaling efficiently, especially B2B or service-based comprehensive attribution, it's just non-negotiable now.
Agreed. It's the difference between just spending money and investing it strategically.
This blueprint idea forces transparency, gives you that full roadmap, tracking the customer all the way from being an anonymous visitor right through to a closed deal, delivering real leads, not just traffic noise.
Exactly. And we've talked about how understanding that fractional sequence, the early blog, the mid-funnel social mention, the final demo request, lets you shift resources smartly. So here's something to really think about, a provocative thought maybe. If we accept that last click is insufficient,
which we do,
and we know that some of that early stage content is absolutely critical for starting the highest value journeys,
mm-hmm.
How might you completely rethink your budget? What if you shifted foundational marketing spend away from just bidding on those super competitive last click keywords?
Wait, put it where instead?
And strategically increase spending on those highly influential early stage activities, the blog posts, the webinars, the specific social content that your data now proves are crucial for initiating the journey, even if they never get that final click credit.
Funding influence over just proximity.
Funding influence over proximity.
Yes, sir.
Making that strategic pivot based on real attribution data.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something potentially very powerful for you to mull over.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.